AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening to go after Iran's civilian infrastructure unless a peace deal is reached soon.
President Trump is issuing a new threat to Iran's civilian infrastructure. The president said yesterday talks aimed at ending the war are going well.
I think we'll make a deal with them, pretty sure. But it's possible we won't.
And this morning writes on social media, if one is not reached shortly, the U.S. will wipe out Iranian power plants, oil wells, the Karg Island oil export hub, and potentially even facilities supplying drinking water. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In an interview published earlier today by the Financial Times, Trump suggested U.S. troops could seize the country's Karg Island, home to a terminal through which Iran exports most of its oil. The people who worked night and day to put astronauts on the moon during Apollo are thrilled that NASA is finally going back. Now in their 80s and 90s, they just wish these Artemis moonshots had happened sooner, while more of Apollo's workforce was still alive. The upcoming Artemis II flight around the moon with four astronauts is scheduled to launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. NASA's targeting the first week in April. This year's men's NCAA tournament is down to its last four participants.
Illinois will face UConn, and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number 3 seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a 3-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sports. Book, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. U.S. stocks are rising and recovering some of the losses from their five-week losing streak, even as oil prices keep climbing. Unknown gunmen killed dozens in South Sudan after a dispute at a gold mine.
A video of dozens of bodies at an open ground has been shared online, and a local journalist said many other victims are believed to have fled into the South Sudan bushes. The gold mining site at Jebel Irak in central Equatorial State has in the past been the site of violent clashes between illegal miners and mining companies. A police spokeswoman says, "All I know is that unknown gunmen attacked Jebel Irak at a gold mine. There are more than 70 dead and many more injured." A local civil rights group, the Nile Institute for the Study of Human Rights and Transitional Justice, condemned the slaughter and called for effective governance and oversight in source-rich areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.